We are indebted to USA Today for helping us to understand the cover of Newsweek. Behind the Newsweek headline, Martha's Last Laugh, is a picture of Martha Stewart. She's laughing and looking hopeful, perfectly groomed and beautiful, standing between drawn gold-colored drapes. And the subtitle says, after prison, she's thinner and ready for prime time. So, where exactly are those yellow drapes? At the reformatory in West Virginia, where she's doing time at least for a few more days? And is the jewelry that she's wearing, or the pink sweater that's slung around her neck, is that Federal Bureau of Prisons issue? USA Today directs our attention to page 3 of Newsweek, the table of contents, where it says, cover, photo illustration by Michael Elins for Newsweek, headshot by Mark Brian Brown, wire image. In other words, this isn't really a single photograph of Martha Stewart laughing between the drapes. Lynn Staley is assistant managing editor for Newsweek. And Lynn Staley, if it's not a simple photograph of Martha Stewart, what is it?
It's a photo illustration, which is how we designated it on our table of contents. And it's our practice to identify our photography, our photo illustrations in that fashion. This is something that we do on a fairly regular basis.
Well, let's deconstruct this a little bit. Is this on the cover of Newsweek, is that the body of Martha Stewart?
It is, as far as I know, not the body of Martha Stewart. She was unavailable to us.
Because she's in prison.
That's right.
Is it the head of Martha Stewart?
It is, in fact, the head of Martha Stewart.
In prison or from some other time?
I'm not exactly sure when that picture was taken, but it was not within the last 5 months.
So it's an old picture of Martha Stewart's face stuck on somebody else's body. Fair game. I mean, don't we look at this and think that's a picture of Martha Stewart?
Well, it appears that there are enough people who have believed that we've somehow managed to orchestrate a photo shoot with Martha in the prison, which we did not, and we had no intention of trying to fool anybody or trick anybody into thinking that we had.
Where are the boundaries here? I mean, you could have taken a picture of Martha Stewart with the body of a figure skater or the body of a professional women's basketball player. I mean, you could have done any number of things to make Martha Stewart appear to be doing something. Where do you transgress?
Well, I would have to say we did not feel that this was a transgression. The piece is about Martha's emergence, and we wanted to look ahead to what her future was likely to be. And so the illustration was meant to reflect Newsweek's angle on the story and was crafted to reiterate that take.
But isn't the point here also that, I mean, this cover, this is Martha Stewart I'm looking at. It's not an artist's rendering of Martha Stewart. It's a picture of Martha Stewart, which is somehow more, it conveys a sense of greater objectivity than painting.
I'm not going to try and say that there's no gray area here, because of course the joke is richer. But in fact, without the intention to deceive, which we clearly, I mean, we could not have been more explicit about how we labeled this. It was not our intention to deceive. It was our intention to amuse.
And given that you are attracting a lot of attention for this particular cover,
apparently,
do you have any regrets at all about it?
I think that, you know, we have to be a little careful. I mean, maybe the worst thing I could say is that we were possibly just a little too successful here.
Little too convincing, little too realistic.
Yeah, a little too successful.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay.
That is Lynn Staley, who is assistant managing editor of Newsweek, talking about this week's cover image. It is a photo illustration, not a photo, of Martha Stewart saying Martha's Last Laugh.